The funding for Mormonism is not done by us. It's done by a grants commission. Very, very complex. But I think it's the outlying areas that will benefit ultimately from those changes.
Can I just apologise that I didn't answer one of your questions, Des?
Being able to invest their money into the new regional shire type model. And the other point I just want to make too, if I can, just to clear it up, there was no money allocated by the Howard government in respect to the plebiscites.
The kilometres? Where would we go? We can't go that. We are more isolated. We either have Catherine or Alice Springs, so the cost is greater. We cannot make comparisons with Lichfield. I think for anyone tonight to say if it's good enough for Lichfield, it's good enough for the Barkly, is just being too naive, because you can't make those comparisons when you work out cost analysis to do with essential services delivery.
Thank you very much, Barb.
That Lichfield have been aware of that and have been raising their rates quite significantly over the last 2 to 3 years to compensate against that. As Elliot alluded to, that funding formula is changed so that they will be on a base rate.
You still, when more or less the same as what we are now, where they decide what they want to do, or keeping on.
21st century, if you like, if I can quote someone who tends to say that a fair bit. But I reckon, it's about this community remembering we've always been at the cutting edge, and we need to move forward. We need to think about our kids here and the children and the future and the way in which service is going to be provided. And it's going to be, again, and I'll quote someone because it happens in the kitchen all the time, it's about equity. And
I think there'll be greater engagement in this community around the business plan. I think we can get there in time, but it's for the whole Northern Territory that this happens for, with the Act and obviously with the Shires.
One of the other, if I just may add, Jane, is that, as I said, this meeting came about as to where do we go from here with the changing of the goalposts, as we said. I suppose there's several options that the Town Council can take. One is to continue with the process that we've been committed to from the start, knowing that the date is the 1st of July. However, there's still lots of obstacles that we see. And we've said that within Council, the community perception or the community feeling as well. And one of the reasons for tonight was to gauge that. For us as a council then to, okay, well, these things have changed. Where do we go? So we're hoping to gauge that from here. Next question.
Reducing.
appreciation of
the day after day, and night after night, they've gone on in and out of a fight. They've gone away, they have no surprise.
The reason for the change in the Top End Shire wasn't based on their petition. It was based on a whole range of conversations and information and arguments put forward, not by that petition. There was a petition, not a plebiscite. Right? There was no plebiscite taken by the Lichfield Shire. There was no plebiscite taken in Queensland. There was no plebiscite taken anywhere in the Northern Territory. Because the previous federal government supported the
Labour and Liberal and GST. All was another bullshit except for the June
30.
So they've gone away. Stars in their eyes. They've gone away. Nothing to hide. They've gone away. They have no surprise.
Twice the size of Catherine. Please do it. Seriously. Well, who took it up? Elias, jumping up on the
answer. I mean, I just want to respond to you in a very honest way in respect to the plebiscite, the issues around the plebiscites. There was a commitment by the Howard government who indicated that they would support a plebiscite. But the facts are that the Prime Minister of Australia wrote to the Chief Minister at the time supporting the reforms 100% and saw this as a real means of being able to invest their money into the new regional shire type model.
for the work that Jack R. Kidd does, my work as the minister there. So, and all the other aspects to do with things that you see in the plan that you think are not correct or you'd like to see modified, the avenue is there through the department and the transitional committee to query those things, and they are actively being done. The council's doing it right now. Other people are doing it. So I get a bit cranky about this continual scaremongering about jobs. I've said it very, very clearly. And we've got ABC radio here as we speak. So this will be built forever. Those jobs will be guaranteed.
Can I just make one comment? Is in the first draft for the community consultation, which is the Barkershire Council business plan, and under financial statements, it says the remaining financial statements will be available prior to the second draft of this plan, scheduled for February 2008.
So that stuff will be there. You will have that information. Look, I think one thing needs to be remembered in all this reform, this continual call for it to be held back. There's been suggestion of reforms going back more than 10 years under the previous government, and nothing has ever happened. And we've seen regions suffer because of that structural reform, that legislative reform not happen.
So, we'll get it right. So, we'll get it wrong.
Wonder whether he's gonna be the one. When the fire burns out, his days is done. He'll pass on the story to the younger ones.
This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land,
slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand.
He left the bush, she hid it in a town. He went to see his friends, but they thought he was a clown. You're a snitch, little bitch, we don't want you around. So he walked away with his head hanging down. Turned back with his fist, said, check out this.
Show your face at my home, gonna break your backbone. Next thing he knows, there's a knock on his door. Please kick it down and we'll slide him to the floor. He was kicking and screaming and he gagging in the cell. Couldn't sleep from the smell. He thought he was in hell. He thought he was in hell.
This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land.
He hit back to the bush to his homeland. Things are different this time now that he's a man. Instead of hunting and fishing, he sleep all day. They're lazing around while his life flip away. He looks in the mirror and who does he see?
He's not the man that he thought he would be. Now he sits by the campfire talking to his wife about all the mistake he made in his life. He thinks about his kids while he sits in the night. Worry about them, hopes they turn out right.
This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land, slowly slipping through his hand. This young man had his land.
To rise up, fight for foot out the door, left all the trouble behind. You got your one-way ticket. What's on your mind? Heading for the end on an early train with your suitcase and your loving smile. I never ever want to see you again. Stop going. Close my eye, my heart won't get back again. No more promises, no more lie, we had enough of that. Just another day, just another day. Without you, I can't stand it anymore. Just another day.
Running.